You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Time now to have a look at some accessible technology, and technology that you may find very useful. Joined now by Paul Porter from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Simon.
And we're talking about, it's a phone app today, isn't it?
It is, and it relates to, I think, one of my favourite topics we've been talking about over the last year or so. It's the Amazon Echo devices, and if anyone's not familiar with them, they are devices that sit on a table or a shelf, and it's a device that you talk to, so you ask it questions, you give it commands. You can access radio stations, including RNIB Connect, so you can say, play RNIB Connect Radio. You can ask it to play music. You can ask it questions about all sorts of things in the world, like politics, geography, how old someone is, you know, what's the weather in Glasgow, what's the weather in Paris, or, you know, what's the weather in Abu Dhabi. You can set alarms, timers, all sorts of exciting things. You can control your heating, you can control lighting, all sorts of weird and wonderful things that technology is making easier. And it's all controlled by your voice. It also works with us to set it up. You set it up with a smartphone, tablet, or computer. But once it's set up, you usually don't need to refer to your device that you've set it up with in order to use it. It's all controlled by your voice, and it has a wake word, so you can say, for example, Alexa, play RNIB Connect Radio, or Alexa, what's the temperature in Glasgow, for example. And you can also use it to call other people who have the same device as you that are also in your contacts on your phone. Or you can drop in on, if you've got more than one device in your home, you can drop in and listen or talk to people in a different room. So it's a really powerful device. It uses something called skills. So people write little skill programs that add other features. So you can find out things like bus and train information and all sorts of things. You've got audio games that you can play. And for blind and partial sighted people, the great thing about it is that it's all voice controlled, so that there's no visuals. So really exciting. I've got four of them at home at the moment, in different rooms, and I use them all the time. So this is the Amazon Echo. You've also got the Google Home, which is a similar device from Google. And you've probably heard on radio stations when I've been advertising how you can listen to them. They talk about, you know, online, on digital, standard radio, and they're talking about smart speakers now as well. And smart speakers are things like the Amazon Echo, the Google Home, speakers that you speak to get them to do your bidding. So really exciting stuff. But on the Amazon app, so the Echo is from Amazon. And there's various different models, but there's also now a couple with a screen that has speech on it, so you can use a touch screen to interact with your device as well. But you've also got the app on smartphones and tablets, so that's on Apple and Android. And now with the latest update to the app, you've got the ability to talk to the app as you would talking to your Amazon Echo at home, so you can touch a button on the screen, and you can access all the commands that you'd have as if you were at home. So you can find out about your heating. You can find out about your any questions you've got. You can set alarms, timers, etc. So it's like having a portable Echo device with you at all times on your smartphone or tablet. And in fact, on Amazon tablets, on the Kindle Fire HD range, you've now got voice control, in the sense that it's you don't have to touch the screen in order to activate it. So you set up a wake word on your tablet, and you just say, for example, Alexa or Amazon, and then you give it a command. So you don't even have to find the button on the screen. You just give it a voice command as if you were using your device at home. So, you know, these smart speakers and devices are pretty much becoming integrated into everything that we do. And for blind and partial society people, I think it's a great way of being able to get information very quickly without having to use a screen or a keyboard, or, you know, fire your computer up or get your phone out. You just sit there and talk to the device, And I mean, for me, you know, it was a bit odd at first because you're talking to this inanimate object, but now I just use it every day. I wake up and ask it for the weather. I've got an alarm set. I set timers in the kitchen. I ask it for, you know, one thing we do at home, if you're watching a TV program and you think, oh, hang on, is that person still alive? When you get to a certain age, you know, people that were acting in your childhood, you think, are they still around? And you can ask it, how old is that particular person? We'll say, you know, he's 95 or he died 10 years ago. A little bit morbid, but it's quite a useful tool. And you can ask it, you know, what's the population of Wales, or how big is Russia, or, you know, what's the capital of Finland, or, you know, whatever it might be. You can also use it for calculations and conversions. It's really what's called a digital assistant. And, you know, it's there just waiting for your every command. And I just absolutely think this technology is great for anyone, but, you know, particularly for blind and partial sighted people, it just makes life so much easier.
So what's the name of the app?
So the app is the Amazon Alexa, and it's available on Apple, it's available on Android. And if you have an Amazon Kindle, one of the HD Fire range, the last couple of generations, so this year and last year, they've got hands-free option where you just give it a wake word rather than finding the button on the screen and pressing it. So making life even easier for you in terms of using your smart speaker systems.
Do you see a time when you know, the Echo and these various things are going to be able to link up so that you can actually send emails and do things like that?
We're kind of almost there with it, Simon, because you can do things like link it into your Outlook email system, into your Google Calendar, so you can set up appointments. I think at the moment you can send very short emails, but, you know, I'm sure that'll get better as the technology improves. So I can see a day not too far off in the future where either on your smartphone or on your tablet or on your smart speaker devices like Amazon Echo and Google Home, you'll be able to do everything by voice. You'll be able to call people. You'll be able to send emails. You'll be able to send texts. You'll be able to communicate. And all, you know, all without pressing any buttons. You just do it all by voice. So, you know, it really does make life easier. And we deal with a lot of people, quite a lot of elderly people, in fact, who've got these types of devices. And, you know, it's changed their life because they can access all the digital radio stations that, you know, we don't really have a talking digital radio at the moment, but if you have one of these devices, you can ask it to play pretty much any radio station in the world and it'll play it for you. So, you know, it really does make the world smaller. And I think you're really, really exciting and really innovative, and it just does make life so much easier for you. Just, you know, you wander into a room, and without thinking about it, you say, you know, Alexa, play R&B Connect Radio, and she'll do it for you.
And the amazing thing is that these pieces of kit aren't exorbitantly expensive either.
But no, and, you know, quite often with all of these devices, you find that, you know, stores like Amazon and what have you have good deals on, so you might get it half price or a third off or whatever. Because they're trying to push these devices, and, you know, I guess for some people it is a bit odd talking to this inanimate device, but, you know, even fully sighted people are using it because it just makes life so much easier. You don't have to get your phone out and, you know, touch buttons or whatever, touch the screen. You just talk to it, and usually they get it right. You know, sometimes they'll, with me in the Echo, sometimes it doesn't pick up what you're saying, and you get a bit cross because you think, well, you know, usually she does it, so you almost treat it like, you know, a human being, which is a bit odd, but that's how sort of integrated we become into your life. You know, you just talk to it without even thinking about it.
And of course, things like these also on various platforms have sales as well, don't they, from time to time?
Yeah, so absolutely, you know, keep a lookout, because you quite often get half price models or referred off or whatever. So really good. And it's a great way to get started, because you might think, well, I'm not sure with this technology. So you might buy one And then you'll probably end up buying more because they're just so useful. One thing I would say with all these types of devices, you do need to have Wi-Fi at home in order to use them. So if you don't have internet at home, then that might be considered, you know, something to consider because you have to pay for Wi-Fi. But, you know, there are so many devices that use Wi-Fi nowadays. And you can even get, you know, you can get smart cameras so you can see and hear who's outside and you can have a conversation before you go and open the door. So it's all about security too, you know. So there's all sorts of ways these devices are making life easier and safer for everyone.
So the app is called again, once again?
So the app is the Amazon Alexa.
The Amazon Alexa. And if you've got an opinion about this, you might have tried this out, actually, or if you get it, we'd like to know how you feel about it and get in touch with us.
Absolutely. You can contact Simon's show, I'm sure, or you can come through to the Technology for Life team and give us feedback, ask questions. And you contact the Technology for Life team via the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can email tfl@rnib.org.uk.
Paul Porter, nice to hear from you again. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll speak with you soon.
It's a pleasure as always, and speak soon.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.